Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas.
Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, January 19th to Monday, January 25th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start this week's podcast by highlighting several series that are ramping up and that you may just want to calendar so you don't miss out on the offerings. The City of Austin continues with a series of community conversations on the topic of reimagining public safety. A citywide community conversation conducted in English is slated for Saturday, January 23rd at 11 a.m. Thursday of last week saw the launch of a six-week series called The Path to Equity, a series of forums aimed at helping to achieve a collective understanding about how we may more effectively address racial equity in Austin. The first forum took place Thursday, January 14th. This week's forum takes place Thursday, January 21st and addresses the question, how did we get here? What is the historical context for the issues of race our country currently faces? On a related note, a community reflection called The Path to Equity, The After Show, happens the Tuesday after each panel discussion. The After Show is hosted by the Central Texas Collective for Racial Equity on Facebook Live. The YWCA of Greater Austin continues its Survival Mode series from now through the better part of the spring, each Thursday at noon. Survival Mode offers an opportunity to process, connect, and mobilize during this time of constant community threats and cultural reckoning. Now, a few events that don't require a multi-day or multi-session commitment. January 19th, the Imagine Austin Speakers series continues with a community dialogue on making minimalism and zero waste meaningful. As we get 2021 started, it is the right time to think about how we approach our impact on our world from a social justice standpoint, to be sure, but just as importantly, is to consider how our decisions affect environmental sustainability. Either way, it is clear that we must look beyond our own self-centered and self-serving ways of thinking and being and strive to live in harmony with all of humanity and with the earth. The last comment serves as a good lead-in to the fact that Tuesday, January 20th is Presidential Inauguration Day. I never thought I'd have such an affinity to the numbers 59 and 46, as in 59th Presidential Inauguration and 46th President of the United States. As you know, there are significant security concerns that day, particularly in state capital cities like Austin. Please think carefully about security and be vigilant if you plan to visit public spaces that day. To quote Mayor Steve Adler in his newsletter from Saturday about the President-elect and Vice President-elect, let's be hopeful for this upcoming leadership to restore civility and dignity in all we do. A related forum about how we elect our president, specifically the calls for a move to having a national popular vote for electing the President of the United States, will take place on Wednesday, January 21st at 1 p.m. The local chapter of the League of Women Voters hosts the online forum Civics 201, Understanding Your Government and Who Represents You, on Saturday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. For those interested in the rollout of the $7 billion Project Connect initiative that was approved by voters in November, then you may want to participate in a project scoping public meeting on Monday, January 25th at 6 p.m. to provide feedback on the proposed Orange Line. The Orange Line is a light rail line that will run from the North Lamar Transit Center at US 183 and Lamar Boulevard all the way to Stasny Lane. We'll end this week's podcast by noting that Tuesday is the National Day of Racial Healing. On MLK Day 2021, the Truth, Racial Healing and Transformation Center at Austin Community College launched Truth, Racial Healing and Transformation Week, with events focused on the theme Social Justice and Collaborative Change, The Time Is Now. Here's a brief overview of community offerings. On Tuesday, you'll have a chance to participate in Social Justice and Policing at 10:30 a.m., and at 1 p.m. you'll be able to enjoy performances of artistic expression that help us to learn about equity through the arts. On Wednesday, at 11:30 a.m., ACC's first LGBT Equity Committee discusses LGBT support for people of color. At 1 p.m., world-renowned speaker, educator, and advocate Jane Elliott provides the keynote on the topic, Moving Beyond Implicit Bias to a Welcoming and Inclusive Campus Community. And at 3 p.m. Wednesday, there's an event called Woman Crush Wednesday, where they will be presenting a panel discussion among a diverse group of local women leaders in honor of the inauguration of Kamala Harris as Vice President of the United States. On Thursday at 11 a.m., a discussion takes place on the topic of the power of solidarity, unity of Austin's Latinx communities. And Thursday at 2 p.m., there will be a discussion called Men of Color, How Are You Doing in 2021? A panel of men of color representing students, faculty, and staff at ACC will have a candid conversation about the education, social justice, social activism, restorative practices, and equity and inclusion. And on Friday at 11 a.m., there will be a session on Minding Your Mental Health as a Social Justice Activist, a session providing some practical strategies to ensure we are maintaining our health as we do the important work of equity and social justice advocacy at ACC and in the community. In this time of crisis, we must do our part to help others, but it is just as important for us to be mindful of our own physical and mental health. May we all find peace and healing in 2021. And this being a National Day of Racial Healing, and also the week we honor Dr. Martin Luther King, we'll end with a quote from Dr. King, where he says, "Every man must decide whether he will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness." Thanks to the organization Brave Communities for sharing this quote from Dr. King in their January newsletter. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong.